This goes to Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, fax 989-539-4480, regarding Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, McFalls, M like Mary, C, capital F like Frank, A-L-L-S. Date of birth 8/16 of 1966. Dear Dr. Patel, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. McFalls with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and COPD. His last visit was August 7th of 2023. He's had a very poor appetite, and he's been sick off and on for almost a month. He was on doxycycline, but that really didn't help the cough and chest congestion. And he went back to the urgent care and received Zithromax and prednisone, and now he is starting to feel better. His weight is down 22 pounds since his last visit and 31 pounds over the last year. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He just has a very poor appetite, he states. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No ulcers or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the calcium acetate phosphorus binder. He takes 667 milligram before the largest meal of the day. And Rocaltrol is 0.25 microgram once daily for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Also, Lasix is 20 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 167 pounds, pulse 82, and blood pressure is 136 over 67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/26 of 2024. Creatinine is 2.88. Estimated GFR is 25. Previous level was 3.17, so that's slightly better. Albumin 3.8, calcium 9.7. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 5.1. Hemoglobin 13.3. White count is elevated at 15.0. Neutrophils were elevated also, and lymphocytes and monocytes. And platelets, 258,000. Assessment and planned, one stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy. Four, congestive heart failure. And five, COPD with recent respiratory infection. The patient will continue to get lab studies done every 1 to 2 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months, or 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.